It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being clotheslined. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Walt Papalo, first time in studio. Hello, Walt.
We're shaking, baby.
Good to have you in. Walt, of course, our pal and owner of Joker's Comedy Club, co-owner of Joker's. I don't know what the hell that was.
That was his own crowd noise.
That was the audience.
Is that what that was?
It was the audience in the background.
And Joe will be he'll be moseying on in here when he always moseys on in here.
Take your time, yeah. Joe.
Well, Joe will get here when he gets here.
Yeah.
On the show, Donald Trump tweets out a GIF of him clotheslining CNN. CNN finds the person who created the GIF. But did they blackmail him? Trump fans get angry at NPR for tweeting out the Declaration of Independence. A U.S. congressman makes Nazi news. A warning about a new feature on Snapchat. Scamming scammers with Jane. And scam busters with Ann Jackson. And yes, I know there's a lot more important Donald Trump stuff breaking today over the past couple days than this. But we're going to have fun with some of the nonsensical angles.
Mm-hmm.
Over.
I don't think it all happened then. It's all fake news.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news.
Don Jr.'s emails, fake emails.
Fake.
It's none of this is real.
Don Jr. is fake.
He's not his son.
There's not even his son.
It's all bullshit.
He's a wax figure from Madame Tussauds.
Yes, he is.
I just like, you know who's having the best day ever? Eric Trump.
Eric
he's
Trump.
Like, see, I'm not the retard, Dad.
Yeah. I'm the good son.
I'm the good one. Love me. Tiffany moves up. All the Trumps move up. Ivanka's still at the top.
No, Tiffany does not move up.
Tiffany moves
no,
up.
No,
moves
she stays,
up.
No, she stays low.
No, no.
She's Marla's spawn. She stays
Tiffany,
low.
Tiffany, listen, everybody knows don't talk to Tiffany. Tiffany knows don't talk to anybody. That's a smart Trump right there. That is probably the smartest Trump right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say nothing.
That's what you do. Don't say nothing. Then you don't talk to Russia. Russia doesn't talk to you. You don't talk to the media. You don't get in trouble. You still get all of daddy's inheritance. That's a smart Trump girl right there.
That would have been smart if Tiffany would have been. Now, who'd be checking into Tiffany?
Really?
Should have let her do all the spying.
I think fraternity guys. They would have got like a nice Russian bodybuilder fraternity guy to talk to Tiffany.
Yeah.
She's been drinking a lot of white Russians lately. Anything about that?
Define drinking.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Tiffany Trump drinking white Russians. What's it mean?
Tiffany Trump.
At the Kremlin.
Yeah. Cases of vodka in car. With any meaning?
None.
None.
Oh, the Trumps, they're just victims. I know. Walter.
That's
Ryder.
What I keep saying.
Walter Ryder died Trumps.
Listen, until he's convicted of something, he's innocent.
Impeachment is not a crime. It's a political process.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Just like
they
Crooked
approve
Hillary.
Nothing.
Just like Crooked Hillary.
That's
I'm not
going
to listen to anything Trump has to say until he can prove he was born here.
That's correct.
That
should be very easy.
I don't believe it.
We can Google his birth certificate.
I want long form.
Can I Google his taxes? Can I find those?
Try.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how all of the garbage that Trump has put people through Somebody hasn't leaked his taxes from the IRS yet.
Well, I think his CPAs are probably the people that Trump does pay.
Yeah.
Because they have the information.
Yeah, but the somebody at the IRS is looking at it. Why wouldn't they leak that out?
Maybe the IRS is the only institution that doesn't leak. You don't really get a lot of... I don't remember any leaks from the IRS.
Why?
I don't know. They seem to protect their own. I don't know why. Maybe they're all afraid of being audited.
You figured like one guy would just leak out like page eight.
Page eight.
Page eight. That's like all the Russian hookers that were written off on page eight.
But the weird thing,
Svetlana.
The weird thing is, like when you listen to Comey's testimony, like the one thing Trump was concerned about, like in his first meeting with Comey, when nobody was there, was the Russian hookers. Like if Comey's telling the truth, and he was saying it under oath. But if Comey's telling the truth, that was the thing Trump was concerned about, the Russian hookers.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
Remember that story where the Russian girls were like peeing on
him? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that story now? What? Nobody bought into it, so let's try something new.
That's not true. We don't know. They're looking at the dossier. We don't know.
Where?
Mueller.
He's looking at that. Yeah. You hear it on the news anymore?
Well, also
no.
In that dossier.
It's
remember,
not the flavor of the day today.
Stuff.
Also Joe, hurry up, Joe.
Yeah. Also in that dossier were meetings, allegedly, that the Trump team was having with Russians. That was in the dossier, too.
The dossier. Where'd the dossier come from?
From that British spy.
The British spy?
Yeah, who we've gotten good intel from in the past.
Oh, my God.
I know, this is not looking good for you guys.
I don't even care. Like I said, I told these guys before we went on air, if Trump is guilty, then get him out and let's get the next guy in. That's how I feel.
I agree.
But until then, he's nothing. He's the president of the United States. Sure. Let's try to fix health care. Let's try to fix the tax reform. Let's do all of that. Trump right now is fighting, you know, the Democrats with his left hand. He's writing executive orders with his right hand.
Because he's not very good at this. The deal maker is not very good at
what?
None of this ever happened to Obama.
That was the one hope. Like people like myself said, well, he's the deal maker. He'll negotiate. He'll get the stupid Democrats in there. The stupid Republicans in. They go, listen.
They fought him from the word go.
He doesn't have any ideas.
What? And I'm sorry, the word obstruction was what Obama's presidency was built
upon. Yeah, you're not going to get sympathy from the left on obstruction.
Come on. Oh, please.
No, let's not even go Obama.
Obama's irrelevant.
But it was but I'm just saying, he's complaining about obstruction, and it's that was the whole
thing.
I know.
But I'm not even worried about that. All right.
Enough about that. We weren't even supposed to talk about
that. Trump,
were we banned?
Trump is so pervasive. He permeates everything. Even when we were at the concert, you and I, that we're about to talk about in a second, when we were in the VIP tent, we were talking about Trump there.
Yeah.
And the people who were with
How
us. Like
not
two
talk down. About it? Everybody talks about
Everybody
it.
Everybody does.
Not happy people.
And one way or another.
Happy people do, too.
There's a lot of anger.
There's anger all over the place. There's tear gas selling off the shelves like crazy.
Where?
Everywhere.
There's
no more. There's no more tear gas. There's no more pepper spray.
I didn't know you could get that at CVS. I had no idea.
Tear gas.
I got a coupon for the tear gas.
I need a rain check.
Is it double coupon day?
Price check on tear gas.
Yeah, everybody runs out of the Walmart.
Oh, shit. They have all the tear gas, but not the launchers. This sucks.
This is horrible. I got to throw my own tear gas.
You see, no, I'll jimmy rig it. I know how to open it up. It'll be good.
Just crazy.
I threw out my shoulder. Damn, during the riots.
Riots. Yeah.
Walt is actually going to be playing softball later on, and he's going to be slow pitching tear gas.
Tear gas. Up in here, that's how I'm going to do it.
He's going to pitch a no-hitter because they're all going to be crying.
They're running.
No, they're going to stand in there. They're brave softball players. And Walt's just going to whoop. It's going to be high arc, and they're going to be crying.
And even at the concert, which we had problems there, right?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, we're going to get
I'm
going to
get to that.
All right. I'll let you run the show.
Thank you. Well, it's only fair when I was on your show back in the day.
I ran it.
Yeah, I ran the show. And then the boss ran me out of there, and that was the end of that.
Oh, boy.
He's still around.
The good old days. Who?
Frank.
Yeah, he's still around.
I don't know. All right. So I think at this point, first of all, Nickelback is much maligned. You don't hate Nickelback.
I don't. I like Nickelback,
And we liked them more after the concert.
I think it's fashionable to not like Nickelback if you're a rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
I think everybody says, oh, Nickelback is like that rock band that nobody wants to admit they like.
Yeah, right. We talked about it. Bon Jovi, Rod Stewart, Air Supply.
Yeah. Well, let's not get crazy.
Too
here.
Much?
No, I like Air Supply,
like
actually.
He went a step too far.
No, but I like Air Supply.
So do I.
But I would never tell somebody I like Air Supply.
I tell all our listeners.
There's nothing like rolling up your windows with the air conditioner on and singing, girl, you're every
I can't
girl, you're every woman in the world. I was going to go with every woman in the world, but all out of love is good.
Listen, if you want to have a good cry for about 50 minutes, Air Supply's Greatest Hits is the CD for you.
Just don't tell your friends. Don't tell your friends.
I'm not embarrassed by my
Yeah, head. ABBA's another one. I like
Joe
ABBA.
Joe loves ABBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like tell
ABBA.
Anybody
ABBA's
I listen
okay.
to ABBA.
These are
How do they have more cred
songs?
Than Air Supply?
Because they were asked to do a concert for a series for like $1 billion and he turned it down. There's a lot of people.
Oh, no. Sorry. Enjoy alone. Don't make me listen.
Air Supply is great masturbatory music as you weep and pleasure yourself.
Do you often cry during that act?
I do for a multiple of reasons. Why won't you work? Why am I alone? I love this song.
Why is the stroke so short?
Oh, wow. You've been here. I thought I was alone. More depressing than I could have imagined.
There's a camera around. Pip's got a little camera inside her coffee
fake
cup.
Fake news, Walt.
I do.
It's fake, all fake there's news. No video. I'm denying I was ever in the same place
it's
as
amazing.
My penis.
It's amazing. How old is your kids?
My
your
daughter?
Youngest. How old is your youngest?
She's the only one I got.
Well, how old?
She's 10.
He, right, thinks, so he seems to know something that the rest of us don't
I didn't
know.
I don't know.
How
fake
old
kids?
Is your youngest?
I've never really got to know your family part of the part of the equation.
I was done on purpose.
So 10. Yeah. So 10. By the time she's ready to go to college in 8 years, the history books are going to be so out of whack.
You think they're going to have books still?
Whatever. The curriculum is going to be. Like, fake news is going to be a word now.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Absolutely right.
Yeah, you know.
That'll be a big deal.
Twitter as the president.
Twitter will be old. But it'll be something that they look back on historically.
But the next president, whoever it is going to be a Twitter whore also.
You think?
I don't know.
I think so. I don't think you're going to see a politician
I don't think
president.
They would, I don't think they would use it the way this president does. I agree they would probably use it. I don't think they
would
use it.
Because they saw how powerful it could be now.
It worked well
and damning.
It was good for him in the primaries when it was like a free-for-all and he had to take on everybody.
Right.
It worked out really well for him because he was quick with it. He had the nicknames and everything. I don't think it's worked out as well for him since
No, but because he doesn't know what to say. But the next but the next president has already it's already been shown that you can talk to the people. You don't need the news to talk to them.
But you know what else you can do when you're president to talk to people?
Yeah, you
got to
direct.
Here's something you can do. You can hold a press conference. Because every time you show up, people want to hear what you have to say. You could say what you want to say.
Yeah, but you can't call a press conference at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Actually,
maybe you should not. It's 3 in the morning. That's like drunk texting your ex. Don't.
There. He's got his Oreos, his cup of milk, his fluffy slippers. Melania's sleeping. He's got things to say.
Yeah, but he can tweet it out, and then it's sitting there waiting for you at 6:30
like
in the morning.
It's like a bomb.
You know what it's like?
It's like a bomb.
You know, it's like when your cat pukes in the middle of the night. You don't realize it,
and then
you
step on it.
That's what a Donald Trump 3 a.m. tweet is. Oh,
you
wow.
Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld said he used to keep a paper and a piece of pen next to his bed because in the middle of the night, if he got up and he thought of something, he would write it down and it would be funny. That's what Donald Trump does, except he uses Twitter. He doesn't like to lose the
but
the moment.
We're talking about a comedian versus the president of the United States.
Right. Did you
There's
ever
not a lot of difference right
you
now.
You ever wake up and you're like, oh, that's hilarious, and you get up and you write something down or you have a great idea and in the morning you look at it and you're like, was I high?
That happens?
Yeah, and so the President of the United States
should
not be drunk tweeting
the problem.
At 3
the problem.
In the morning.
Seinfeld works out his stuff at the comic strip. Donald Trump works out his stuff in front of the whole
at
world.
At the G20.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot more Twitter followers than probably Seinfeld.
I should hope so. He's the leader of the free world. Yeah. I should hope so. He had a good TV show. You know, I enjoyed the show.
Who do you think? Oh, Trump.
Yeah. Seinfeld's a better show.
Much better show. Not the early episodes, but the
as a film.
Early episodes when it was the Seinfeld Chronicles.
Listen,
sucked.
If anybody asked me who was a better Apprentice host, Trump or Schwarzenegger, I go Trump every time.
Yeah.
Trump was a better... No, I don't think Trump was great on it, but it was a very entertaining show.
The sooner people realize that this is not your everyday president, they're like, this is not very presidential. Well, guess what? Anything he does, he's the president. It's presidential.
Well, that's his
it's
argument.
Just not. It's just not what
that's
you're used
argument.
To for the last 44 presidents. Although a couple of them back in the 50s and 60s were a little off the wall, but for the most part, they were presidential. For what we know, this is the new. This is This is it. This is what the president's going
to be. Don't tell me that, because I will kill myself if this is the new way to go.
All right, just
forever.
This is just Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's like he sounds, when he tweets and when he speaks, he sounds like the guy that sells me coffee in the morning. I don't want that in a president.
Yet you keep going back to the guy in the morning to get you coffee.
Because he makes me coffee. He's not, he doesn't have his hand.
Anybody can make you coffee.
He doesn't make policy.
But he can go back. Anybody can make you coffee. Go in, go to a different place.
Trump won't make me coffee.
No, the coffee
guy.
I'm going
to make you coffee. It's going to be the best.
The best coffee you ever had.
Imported. None of those Russian beans.
Get the Russian beans.
Get the Russian beans.
Fake beans.
It's different. Once you
Here's some Sanka, fake coffee.
Once you guys realize that this is a different way to be president,
then you'll
understand.
I understand. I just don't know if it's a way to be president
that side.
For 4 years.
I've seen it. Listen. If they don't catch him on anything, he's going to be the president in 4 more years.
That's
you know that,
really
right?
That's a really low standard to keep. As long as they don't catch you,
right? They're not. They're going to keep
criminal
throwing
activities,
things.
Then
the Democrats
you're
right
golden.
Now, the Democrats are throwing everything at the wall that they can.
Don Jr. released the emails. It wasn't the Democrats. Now I know they used
no,
to be Democrats.
No, but the liberal New York Times is the one who went and found it.
How dare they?
How dare
they? How dare they find the truth?
As the argument was against Hillary, as the argument was against Hillary, you can't get upset at the leaks. The point is, she still did the
I'm
shitty
telling
stuff.
You something, man.
That's the same.
I am not afraid of this Don Jr. stuff at all, because he would have never allowed it to get this far.
Because we know these Trumps are
next
very cautious
point.
In this street.
What did Barron do? Let's talk about what they're going to bring up next week.
I love Barron.
What did
Barron
do?
I love Barron.
No.
He's
poor
adorable.
He's.
I don't have any Barron jokes.
No.
I don't mess with Barron.
No, I'm just saying, it's going to be something next week. Next week it'll be Eric, you know.
Nah, they don't like Eric.
He's a cosmonaut. He's a Russian cosmonaut.
He's not bright enough.
Donald Trump was related to those guys, those Russian cosmonauts on Gilligan's Island.
Oh,
wow. I'll give you that one. Wow.
Nice reference.
Wow. Joe would be hard over that reference.
If he's listening, he is.
Yes, I mean, Joe is like driving off the side of the road, shutting off his air supply, just to appreciate that obscure reference.
Donald Trump.
Obscure, dated that'll, reference.
That's what they'll bring out. That'll bring. Well, breaking news, Wolf Blitzer here, and Donald Trump has been... linked to the Russian cosmonauts on Gilligan's Island.
I hope that happens.
And then Jake Tapper will be like, I can't believe it. He is, and he's denying it. And Jim Acosta's like, he won't talk to me about it. He won't talk to me.
He still has freeze-dried food in little packets. We found it in a basement freezer.
Right. It's got Russian writing on it.
Yeah.
You say this. I'm expecting it.
Yeah. No, it's going to happen, yeah. What's that guy, the Democrat, Schiff? He'll bring that up next week.
I know. You hate when they bring up shit.
Schiff.
Because the Republicans have always been very quiet about shit.
But it's obvious that any politician with a D after his name is against Trump, and any politician that has an R after his name might be with Trump, might not be, but you know if it's a D, there's nobody supporting anything Donald Trump is doing. Even if Donald Trump come out and says, you know what, I got the cure for cancer, and they'll be like, that's fake, bullshit,
no,
we don't care about
Democrats
that.
The Democrats have said they want to work with the president on infrastructure. They said they want to work on with that, and the Democrats have said they want to work
Do it. We're 6 months in, man.
They don't control the House.
Six months in.
They don't control it. They would love to do
it. Just come out. Stop the witch hunting and
that's
just
not a
do
witch
it.
Hunt.
No, it's
so
not.
So, you know what?
Hunt.
Let Mueller take care of all of everything.
That's what I said.
Just let him take care of it.
Sure.
And then,
the
blue and the red work together.
The stuff's going to keep on getting leaked. I mean, it's not going to go. It's the same thing when during the campaign. Shit about Hillary kept on getting leaked.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Who leaked it, though?
We don't know.
WikiLeaks.
It could be.
They call it WikiLeaks. That's who leaked it. It's got WikiLeaks.
Somebody gave it to WikiLeaks. That's all right.
Who?
And somebody.
Oh, the Russians, right. The Russians. Russians do it. You know what? The Russians sounds a little bit smarter than we are, by the way.
Yes.
Sneaky. Yeah.
I've been saying we're idiots for years. This is nothing new.
A little bit smarter than us. They hacked our emails. They supplied the WikiLeaks.
They bought our president. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
They
bought him. Yeah, Don Trump. Yeah. Worth $4 billion,
and
Kremlin bought him.
And his son said, where'd you get all your money? The Russians. He said it. Mm-hmm. Back when he was a Democrat.
Do you realize that the guy didn't even have to do this? Donald Trump did not have to come and be the president of the United States.
Well,
he could have lived very nicely for the rest of his life.
I think he wishes he would have.
I think he realized
that. I've said this before. Obama is having the life Trump used to have, and it's a way better life than being president.
Right.
You're having much more fun.
But, and he stepped in a big steaming pile during this.
He's admitted this is
harder.
This is
much harder than I thought.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going
to
win.
But he didn't have to do this. He knew it was going
to
be hard.
Nobody has to do it.
But he gave up a lifestyle that you and I would kill for.
Yeah. Asshole.
I guess he's not so smart.
So, yeah. But why would he why do would that he if do he knew that? He had all of this baggage
well,
in the closet?
I think part of it's ego.
Yeah.
I mean, oh yeah. He became the president knowing that he had all these Russian ties in the background,
no,
and they were never going to find those out because of my ego.
Well, you know, he thinks he's Teflon.
And he
really
been.
Does.
Well, he said
he
I
could
shoot
somebody in the middle of the street and they'd still follow me.
A normal person doesn't say, if I said that, I could shoot somebody.
You know what? I wish he would shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square so
just
this Russian stuff would go
away.
The Russian stuff would go away. Donald Trump! Forget
you know
the Russian stuff. We got him.
He's going to shoot Don Jr. in
we
the middle
got
of
him.
Fifth Avenue, you son of a bitch. You're dead to me and now you're dead.
You big dope. Boom.
I said delete. Have you learned nothing from Hillary? I told you how to bleach the shit. Hillary told me when we were friends.
We got it. That's
you
it.
You useless hair farm.
Oh,
boom.
You were the smart one. It was all supposed to be yours. Yeah. Now I'll give it to the hot one. I ain't giving it to the dumb looking one.
The hot one. That's got to be the daughter.
Yes, the daughter's
yeah,
the hot one. The dumb looking one is Eric.
Yes.
The hot one.
Yes.
And yeah, that's Ivanka.
Yeah, and I'm leaving Tiffany out of it because she's done nothing wrong.
The other day I saw her on CNN. This is how bad.
Which her?
No, I'm just saying.
Ivanka?
I saw on CNN the other day that they reported that Ivanka's clothes are selling at 70% off at one of these stores.
That's
like,
not
who
cares?
Gives
who cares?
A shit?
That's
stupid. But that's just another like meaningless dig at the Trump family.
Yeah, well,
like,
you gotta separate that shit.
Yeah.
But they don't. They don't.
Yeah, but as a viewer, I'm saying you gotta separate that.
Yeah,
that's why I don't.
All the libs that watch that, they're like, oh my god, the clothes are 70% off.
My
and then the Jewish ladies are like, well, they're 70% off. How do where?
Why you gotta be the Jews? You want to
say? Because they like to save money. They like to save money.
But seriously, where? I mean, I'm sure the clothes are very nice.
But like,
that's not news.
No,
that's like,
a police
that's
officer
like,
gets shot in the head,
news.
Assassinated,
news.
And they're reporting that Ivanka's clothes is 70% off.
I agree
with
you.
That's stupid gossip column stuff. Right. Who cares?
But unfortunately, people
does.
Like that.
That's what they have to do.
Yeah, yeah. But you kind of you were kind of into that when all the nasty stories were coming out against Hillary in the primaries. You were constantly posting that shit.
Oh,
on your
yeah.
Time.
Well,
that's why they post that. That's
oh,
why
how many times did I hear something about her cankles or a pantsuit? You know, I wanted to throw up.
Oh, I didn't make any mention of that.
Not from you, necessarily.
No, you were more of the Alzheimer's and she's dying.
Oh, she was dying.
She fell down. Woman down. Shoot her. Euthanize her.
Oh, please. Fox News is reporting that Jeff Dunham asked, how much is she? She's a puppet.
Oh.
She was walking around like a puppet.
Oh.
She was.
All right. I'm gonna
falling all over. Anyway.
I'm going to talk about Nickelback now.
Let's talk about Nickelback.
Let's talk about, as you could say, Walt is ride or die Trump. And here's the thing. I at this point, unless it's a band I really love and Nickelback's not
hang on. Let me correct you before you go on this. I'm not diehard Trump. I'm diehard. You're innocent until proven guilty.
I agree with that.
That's it. That's all I am.
But
if he's guilty, I will not back him. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't know about Joe, but all right, I'll take your word at that.
Yeah, no, and that's what I am. That's the American way.
Yeah, no, I agree with that,
too. He's ride or sick Trump supporter. He's not ride or die. He's ride or sick. Because Trump, this Trump thing is sick right now.
Just ask the people in back of me.
I didn't know you wanted a live audience for this. You want to do this at your softball game?
in between pitches? Shall we Photoshop in more people at your inauguration so that you're covered?
Fake fans.
Put me in there with Jim Acosta.
So I think at this point, if I'm going to go to a concert, unless it's like a band I really love, like Aerosmith, it's about the company I'm going with.
Yeah.
Because Aerosmith,
that's fair.
With Aerosmith, I don't care who I'm with. I'm focusing on the band.
Right.
Daughtry, Nickelback, Shaman's Harvest. It's about the people I'm with because I'm focusing on the band, but I'm chit-chatting with my friends.
Oh, and let me tell you, but we're going to go a little bit. Go ahead. I want to tell you about the little chit-chatting that was going on.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. What was that?
I don't know.
Beep. We're about
something
to take
beeped.
Off.
Something over here. Green lights.
So
was that a bomb?
If you notice on social media and in people are eliminating friends that no longer think politically. The same as that. We've talked about this.
That's
yes,
it's
I've
like,
seen that.
You don't think the way I exactly think, so we can't be friends.
Right.
Which is never how I operate. I'm very good at compartmentalizing things. Like, all right, they think that. I strongly disagree with that. I don't understand. I hate that aspect of them. But there's all these other qualities in them that I like and I enjoy their company.
Right.
So I'm going to focus on that and not throw away friendships or acquaintances or any of that, or working relations, whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to do that. So Walt is obviously a Trump supporter. I clearly am not a Trump supporter.
Right.
I also had somebody else with us who was a liberal and somebody who I didn't know how they voted.
Okay.
And it wasn't done on that way. It was just like, oh, these are three other people I'm going to have a good time with.
Right.
But I think that's the way we should be. That's what we used to be as Americans.
Right.
Before we used to talk
about I didn't even know what Republican and Democrat were. I knew there were two political parties. I didn't know who was what was to be honest, I'm not a Republican.
I am
a Republican.
You're running.
I'm running as a Republican because I turned to Republican so I can vote for Trump in the primary, but I didn't get in in time.
That, yeah.
But I'm an independent, really. I mean, I like some of each.
He voted
each
Obama
side.
In an election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, years ago. The mm-hmm. first time I voted Obama in the election. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the first time I voted Bill Clinton in the election. Okay. He plays great saxophone, and I thought that was very cool for a president.
And really, what more qualifications could you need than that? Right. Turns out other people blow great things with Clinton, too. But, you know, we didn't know that at the time.
Wow.
Rumors.
It's all rumors.
Fake blowjobs.
But, yeah. Now everybody knows what everybody is.
And I don't think it's good. And we've talked about that on the air either.
I don't think it's necessarily good that people have divided to this degree.
Oh, there's definitely a red side of this country and there's a blue side of this country right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my crew was Walt was with us, my friend Scott, mm-hmm. Who I know from college, and my buddy Mike, who's a comedian. That was the crew. What?
No, go ahead.
It wasn't funny enough for you?
No. I liked Mike.
Good. I'm glad he got your approval.
I'm just remind me before I leave about the little chit chatting that was going on.
All right.
Look, he's blushing a little bit.
I'm not blushing. Well, so Walt was probably the biggest Daughtry fan.
Okay.
I like Daughtry.
I know one song of theirs and it doesn't stay on the radio.
Right.
Home.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But Walt, you know.
I know a couple of the songs.
Right. So, like, the first band was on was Shaman's Harvest, a band we never heard of. So we were just, like, drinking in the VIP tent.
You can hear them over the speakers and they were very good.
Yeah, they sound mm-hmm. they sounded they fine.
Sounded like a little like Pearl Jam. One of their songs sounded like Pearl Jam. Maybe it was a Bud Light.
Here's
who knows?
Here's something I don't understand. So this is a big deal for Shaman's Harvest, you would think. You're opening up for Nickelback and Daughtry. Pretty big bands.
Yeah, that's a nice
Yeah, so
space.
You're opening up. Why the hell are you playing a cover? They did a cover.
Yes, they did.
Why are you doing that? This is your chance to get people to
hear Daughtry played a cover, too.
I guess if you're Daughtry, you can, because you're known. And, you know, big bands do that. They play covers and everything.
Didn't Nickelback play a cover, too?
I think they threatened to play a cover.
Oh.
I think they were talking about playing Bruce Springsteen and then, like, Chaz.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, Daughtry
played a
Daughtry
cover.
Daughtry covered a Metallica song.
Yes.
And I said, oh, now there's two versions of this song I don't like.
That's correct.
Yes.
Well, the thing is that there are some people that can't cue into a new band unless there's some familiar aspect that they can grasp. So, by playing a cover, but in their style, it's a way of winning them over and going, oh, yeah, I know the song.
Then
and
why
listen.
So late into the set?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a decision I couldn't possibly tell you why they
I
made
think
that
I told
decision.
The story.
What was that? Nothing Else Matters they played, right?
That was Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Oh, right. I like that song.
Yeah, they played that. They didn't really get into the rock and roll part of it. It was just the acoustical voice part of it that they sang. They never got into the really...
I just figured Daughtry really can't rock. I really did. I was tuning in. Again, Walt is more of a Daughtry fan than I am. I was tuning in and out. I was enjoying the company. I was enjoying the evening out. So I thought we had seats.
Right.
That's what I told you. And I was mistaken. But we had lawn seats.
Pip's vibrator just went off.
Oh, it's so loud. Call me again.
Get the tarp.
Keep calling me.
Get the tarp. She's a squirter.
Wow. Those sound effects.
On wall radio. Can we hear that on a Friday morning on 94.1? Did we get that sound effect?
Those sound effects I weren't expecting.
That'll end that partnership real quick. What was that? It's a cat drinking milk. What'd you think it was?
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
You, next time you're going to be on, you have to do that, and I will tune in. You have to do that sound effect.
Oh.
On the radio. I wouldn't even tell them what it was.
No, you just have to do that sound effect. They should play a game. Name that sound effect. That's what I should, and I will guess it. And I'm going to go Pip and her vibrator.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do I win? Free tickets to Jokers.
Do you know, I made a vibrator joke the first night we met.
And I don't remember and cherish it?
No, you don't. Well, I mean, we were all in this big room. It was a classroom.
Right.
And the the furnace had kicked in and made a funny noise. And I hit my bag, and I was like, I thought I turned that off. And you laughed from across the room. That's how we became friends.
I was
friends.
Probably the only one.
You were the only one.
Did you get, like, dirty looks?
No, people looked at me like, I was like,
now
come
you
on.
Get to cherish it.
I forgot it.
You didn't.
But that was like the best joke she's ever written.
Yes, the first and only.
That's it.
Yeah, she peaked. She peaked the first day of comedy class.
All right, so now we have Daughtry.
Right, yes. So we didn't have chairs, but Mike, so we were going to like just stand on the grass because we didn't come prepared.
Lay on the grass, right?
We didn't know what the hell. We were in a dirt right. spot.
Where were you?
On the lawn.
On the lawn.
No, but I mean the venue.
Oh, PNC.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this is a band that, again, none of us love. Walt likes Daughtry. I like Nickelback. None of us
I like Nickelback. Yeah. I like Daughtry. And it was just like, yeah.
We didn't care what we saw. Like, if it's a concert I really like, then I want to see the stage.
Right.
But for this, I'm like,
we didn't even see it. We watching it on TV, really.
Yeah.
We
were listening to the
you
music.
You do end up watching those big screens a lot anyway.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it was a very laid-back experience.
Yeah.
So, but Mike decided to get us some seats.
He went and bought lawn chairs. He rented lawn chairs.
Wow, that was really nice.
That was. So we're all the way at the top of the hill. Again, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Right. We're just listening to music.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to find, because there's so much that we...
Well, we watched Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith from up there. And, I mean, you couldn't really see the stage that well, but you had those big screens. And it was a very nice night out. And
it was a beautiful night
out. Sitting up there on the lawn.
Yeah.
For people who don't know PNC, it's in New Jersey,
it's
an outside area. There's
right off the Garden State Parkway.
Yeah, there's a covered area that looks kind of like a UFO with on stilts, and then surrounding
that
is the grassy
the
area. Yeah,
it pretty much looks like every amphitheater outside.
Yeah, it's not very special, but
no, right. No, it's not even very pretty. But
no, it serves a job.
It does a job. Yeah,
and they don't charge you for parking, so that's a win right there.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we're at the top, and behind us are two girls in their 20s, Allison and Kendall.
I have no idea what
I'm
the
so
names are.
I'm so sorry you know that.
I'm sure.
Why?
I'm sure you knew that.
Well, first of all, mister, I've been with you at a concert, too. You're a very friendly human being,
yes,
too.
Yes, I am.
So,
yes, I am.
And Pippa, I've made friends at concerts before.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yeah, I know you do that. You're very chatty and personal.
At a concert?
Yeah.
It must be because I have background music to like hide all the lines that don't work. I should do that with comedy. Although last night I did at Dangerfields, but that's a different story. They have a pianist on stage with you.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
It's a little dirty.
It's a little dirty. But yeah, I am a little bit more chatty to concert if I don't give a shit who's performing.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Although when we saw it, I did give a shit. But
no, you did. But I mean, I'm saying that when we went to see his acoustic set.
So these girls were young and full of energy, and they start chatting with us throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
In front,
actually, they started chatting before because the guy got out of hand and the police were chasing him around.
No, we're going to get to that.
That's when they first started. But that's when they
that's
first,
when
started.
First started?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought it actually started because a couple rows in front to our right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There was a lady that was really drunk and she would get up to like to dance to like Home for Daughtry and she would start doing it, but we're on the hill, so she kind of started falling. And we were actually starting to bet how many times she would fall.
I think it was your idea.
Yeah, we had
she's
the over under
towards the stage.
I think Walt was the one who originally brought attention to this tragic human being.
4.5 was the over under on the
yes.
I
set the bar at 4.5. I played the under on that.
So she was falling. So we started cheering. Then the girl in back of us started cheering along with us.
Yes.
And that's how she got pulled in.
We were getting our group together.
Yes.
Our concert group. just by being ourselves.
And watching the side show.
But as Walt says, she's got these cruise ship legs, the woman in the front. Like the ground is... like gravity is not her friend today.
Yes.
Right. And it's also
a
steepish hill.
Yes.
You know.
And her husband kept grabbing her by the shorts so she wouldn't keep going forward and pulling her back.
But we were really into this because at one time she went down, but she landed in her chair. So I said, "No, it's good. That's not cool." We were like arguing about that, but I was the official judge. Like when we do the games here, somebody has to make the call of it. Like, nope, that doesn't count. That's a safe landing. And then a couple minutes later, she got up and fucking fell down again.
Yeah. Face plant? No, it totally counts.
No, I think she missed the chair. Yeah.
Did she ever face plant though?
No.
Oh.
A lot of times, what she would do is just fall, but she'd be falling towards her husband, so she landed on her chair, but her side would go into like the side of the chair and her head would be like on her husband.
sure he was enjoying himself that night.
No, he was a little embarrassed.
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah, when your girl's that messy that early.
No.
She was a sloppy drunk. And Nickelback didn't even get on. This was during Dorch Week.
during bright daylight. So they were drinking during Shaman's Harvest with a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's got a medal in day drinking, this one, obviously.
Yeah, well, no, I would not know. I would say she's an amateur.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a
professional. At a party, whoa!
Well, when we went to Guns N' Roses, we were drinking before the concert, having a good time. Nobody got sloppy in our group.
Nope.
Because you measure it. You know, you nurse it.
You know how to get yourself through the day.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that, but it worked out pretty well. Being at Guns N' Roses went about 4 hours.
That was a long show.
Yeah.
Nobody was pulling you back by the shorts.
Nobody. No, because everything's
flat. Funny
you
mention Walt shorts. Who's listening tonight?
Wait a minute. Do I want to hear this?
You might. I don't know if Walt does.
That's the band that's opening for Air Supply. Walt Shorts.
Walt Shorts.
I don't jerk off to them.
That's not true.
Yeah.
It's a little true.
You should try it.
So anyway, there seems to... So behind us, there seems to be a situation developing.
Yes, this is a big situation developing. Does she know about this or
no?
No.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay.
Nobody knows about this. So there's this...
We don't talk to each other off the air so that we can talk on the air.
Yes. There's a kid who is a young kid, not a bad looking guy. He looks a little like Anthony Michael Hall, like a teenage Anthony Michael Hall. And
I don't know what adult Anthony Michael Hall looks like.
Well, he doesn't look too good, by the way, as an adult. But, you know, from the Breakfast Club, a little bit older than that.
I know what he looked like as a kid and an adult.
Yep. And he, but he had that charisma of like that, what's that, Justin Vandersloot,
Vanderbeek?
The guy who killed those girls
in
Aruba.
I understand, yes.
Yeah, he had like that little swag where he had the white shirt that was unbuttoned,
mm-hmm.
but he had a black T-shirt under it. But he must have been on something, and he knew kind of
we'll
like...
We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's not give it all away. So there's something going on because we're kind of to the top where they have the walkway.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like a...
Where they're selling the beer. They're selling beer right behind us in like little stands.
Yeah.
Right, little carts.
So there's something going on. We don't know really what it is, but it appears security's chasing him and they've caught him and he's taunting them. The 16-year-old boy is taunting these huge security people. One of them is a woman, by the way. Talking all sorts of shit. Get your hands off me. To these very large adult security people.
They grab him. They grab him up top. Grab him on the top level.
Yeah.
Where all the... And they have him, and somehow he slipped out of their hands.
Slimy
oh my
fuck.
God.
And this guy started running down the lawn. He starts running
like
down the
streaker?
Lawn. And like a streaker. But he had his clothes on. He was a streaker with clothes. And he jumped, and now he's trying to OJ over people in chairs. He's trying to OJ them. And
then he
put his knee into one lady's head.
Oh.
And the only reason they caught him is because he stopped to apologize.
Let's build to it. All right. So he's snaking his way in and out.
Right.
The 16-year-old weaving in and out, stepping on people's chairs on the wall. Security is pursuing.
Oh, no. These two rhinos are chasing
not,
this.
Not one, like seven or eight security guards.
Seven or eight,
oh, my God.
But security has a disadvantage because they don't want to clock the innocent people that just want to see Daughtry.
Yes.
But this guy actually...
And they had caught him. They did catch him.
Then he broke free again.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. They caught him. Is that because he stopped to apologize?
Yeah, well, no. Then he ran down, and he jumped over that lady and kicked her in the head with his knee, and he turned around and was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And then he started taking off horizontal.
Well, is that the first time they caught him? Because I wasn't
it was after.
Because the first time they caught him, they started dragging him out again, and I started singing, he's going home.
This goes back. That was very good because that was a Daughtry song.
It was exactly Daughtry was on.
I know.
I'm just picturing this kid like doing this parkour routine.
Oh no! You have no idea.
We are having a good time. People around us are having a good time because we're having such a good time with the spectacle that is going on.
So this guy starts running. Instead of down towards the stage, he starts running horizontal with the rows.
Yeah.
And he starts coming up.
It's not really rows, though, on the lawn. It's wherever you can sit.
Where the seats are, where the chairs are. And then he decides to cut back up.
Oh.
Right into us.
Oh, no.
we're
no.
right in the front now. We got a front. I was very
He's
pleased.
Right in front of us. And for a split second, I thought of tackling the guy.
Right,
no,
right.
No, you didn't.
I did. For a split second, I says, you know what? I could get cheered here, but also I could probably get kicked in the head or stabbed.
Yep.
I'm not doing that.
Yep.
I'm glad you reasoned with yourself to stay put.
And
drink.
I thought it would be a lot more fun just to watch this guy like see how far he could get.
Yes.
He's got these seven hurtling rhinos chasing him.
So now this guy is there, and now what happens is they're not going to be able to see this on the air the way they do it, but he's got like five or six security agents in front of him,
right?
Guards in front of him, and I'm going to do it for Pip, only for Pip.
Okay.
He starts going like this.
he's like faking.
Yeah,
he's
trying
he's gonna
to fake
turn.
Out which way he's going to run, left or right.
He's trying to bust moves like Jagger. He's like, you know, the running back that's caught in the backfield and the offensive line is all pulled up with an Achilles tendon injury and he's got to figure out how to get a touchdown because it's the last play of the game. This is the determination that this kid has.
So the best part of this
the best
is
part, but it was an enjoyable part.
No, that was a good part, but the best part is now he decides he's going to take off left. He's going to take off left on these guys.
By the way, his friends are starting to gather around now, too.
Are they, like, clapping and cheering him on, or
no,
are they
no,
just
no.
like...
Some are encouraging.
Yes.
And some are mortified.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God.
They're, like, on a bus trip from, like, Middlesex, New Jersey or something.
Oh, my God.
So now this guy decides to take off left. And as he takes off left, out of nowhere, this guy in a giant shirt...
Built like a football center.
Built Uh-oh. Like... Built, yeah,
Short
built like
squatty.
Tony Siragusa,
which means nothing
that,
to me. Sorry.
Oh, Tony, he's built like two of Joe.
Oh my,
two of Joe.
All right.
He decides that he's gonna come out of nowhere and just fall on this guy and hold him down until the security gets.
I thought he picked him up.
He picked him up and almost jammed him into the ground.
This is an adult.
Wow.
Just doing what security could not do. And
kaboom!
Just, and he's holding him down.
Wow.
And now
he's just laying on him. He couldn't get him off.
He's right in front of us, this kid.
Yeah.
And he's got the wild eyes.
Yeah.
He's screaming. That's what he was on something.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't
wow.
have this, like, normally, when you get crushed by a 300-pound guy, that's the end of the show.
Right.
No,
right.
He kept wanting to get out, and he was trying to squeeze out the
he's
side.
He's talking shit. And now security is coming around.
Yeah.
But they're not even thanking the guy with the giant
shirt. No, they're
shirt.
Not. Why?
They're like, get off him! Get off him!
Wow.
So they were like, you know, don't hurt him because that probably is going to make this worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also like, you're making us look bad because we haven't been able to catch
but
him.
No.
He just came up out of nowhere. Bam!
I will give security credit because I've seen in a lot of these occasions, sometimes security will take liberties and they'll sneak in a shot or two.
Yeah.
Security did not do that.
No.
They were actually very...
One guy was saying, don't you touch me. Don't you touch me. Mm. That, I saw
that was one
that.
Of his friends.
No, that was a security guard.
That was a security
guard. Yeah, long black hair. But it was the funny part was the guy who tackled him came from the left. But then when we saw him go back to his seat, he was
way over.
He was way over to the right.
Yeah.
So
maybe
he literally snaked around the back for coming through the left.
He was like he planned to ambush.
It was awesome.
Oh, my God. That's like I'm picturing Ferris Bueller when he's trying to run home and race his parents home.
Yes.
You know, and he's running through the yards and jumping over things. I'm picturing this as a kid, and all
this
of a sudden,
he
runs into a door. Bam!
Yeah,
you know?
He ran into a bigger – he ran into a house.
Oh, my God.
The guy was huge. And then everybody was high-fiving the guy, and you know.
But the guy had a giant shirt on and a fishing hat. I don't think the fishing hat fell off.
No, it never came
it
off.
It was very graceful.
That's actually very cool.
He laid down. It was like Papa Shango laid down on – you know, fell on.
That's a wrestler.
Like,
I figured.
Fell on like this. What do they call it? A jobber, and he just laid on him until the police came.
But this guy wasn't giving up, and now this kid's friends, some of his friends, are starting to get in it with security. Like, let him go.
Oh my God, stop!
And all this is like taking place right in front of us
during the music.
No, this is in between. Yes,
this was our intermission.
Oh,
Dorothy wrapped up. Nickelback was not on yet, so this is way better than Dead Air.
Oh, yeah. This is the intermission show.
Best intermission show.
Forget about
ever.
Going to the bathroom or getting a beer. I'm
so
watching
that
this.
Brought in, what were their names?
Well, hold on.
Cherry and Sherry?
Kendall and Allison. We'll get there. Finally, they drag him out. Finally, security gets him out.
Right.
People, some of his, now there's a trail of broken women. kind of been damaged in this melee.
Knee in the head.
Yes.
And
one lady, she had to come over. They brought ice on her wrist and everything.
Oh, my God.
And it was her hand job for us, so her husband was not.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, you saw her. If you saw her, there is no husband.
Oh, man.
There was no husband.
So some of his friends are coming over to apologize for his behavior. Like, they owe us anything.
No.
Right.
Here's the best part.
Good people, though.
Here's the best part. Guess what his name was?
No, this is not true. I thought you made this up.
No, this is true.
Oh, his real name?
I don't know.
I didn't know it.
His name is Chase.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, I thought you made that
no,
up.
No, I didn't make that up. That's true. That's 100%
his
true.
Name is Chase. That's perfect. Oh, my God. That's great.
His father was Chinese. Chase me.
Oh.
No, I didn't
that's
know. I thought that
awesome.
I thought they were just calling him that because they were chasing him, but evidently his name is Chase.
That's his name, Chase.
Chase, that's
it's
funny.
It's like, damn parents, what did you do to him?
But they said that this kid is well off. His parents are very rich, and he does this all the time where he thinks that nothing
can
happen
to him.
He's
like an asshole all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And so now the kids that came over, they were like, oh, my God, we're mortified.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. They
good
were talking
kids.
To us a little bit. They wanted to make sure, see if anybody had a video or anything, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls started, hanging out and talking. Mike was talking to one of the girls.
Yes, Mike was very interested.
Yes. Mike was.
So Nickelback comes out.
Right.
Now, I did not recognize the first couple of songs, did you?
I didn't know the classic Nickelback that they were talking
classic
about.
Classic Back. We refer to it as
back.
Classic Back.
But I knew some of the songs, but not all of the songs.
I thought they sounded good.
But even though I didn't know the song, I liked the music.
I thought they was crisp. Some of the best sound. Was at the PNC that I've heard at some
yes.
of these venues.
Nickelback, everything they sang was really good. The thing I didn't like about Nickelback was the lead singer thought he was a comedian. I mean,
yes.
he spent a lot of time
no.
talking
yes.
in between songs.
Yes, a
trying
lot.
To be funny, trying to be, I drink a lot,
yes.
Trying to be, hey, we're all going to drink shots together and shots this and drink that and pot this. And
well, that explains the whole Avril Lavigne episode.
That's his wife.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, is that it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chad Kroger's married to Avril Lavigne.
But he did that whole
like,
thing.
I think it's either we're going to come back in 2 years in the rehab tour, or they're just trying to pretend that they're cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I saw Motley Crue do the same shit, like just constantly talking about. It's like, we get it. You have a problem. Play the music.
He yeah. really. It's like, why do you
but
keep
every
talking
time
about
he was,
this? Is that bonding?
No, but
us?
Every time he did it, it was like, I'm going to drink a fucking shot. And everybody's like, yeah.
And us old guys are like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you? Just drink the shot, stupid.
Just
thanks.
Be discreet. Go to the back. Get your flask while the guitar solo is on.
But it was good. I mean, every song they sang was good,
but
even if you didn't know it.
I like a lead singer that talks to us.
Yeah, not that
much. But this
much.
Was too much.
That was
yeah.
too much.
Like, at some point, we felt like he was going to ask if anybody was celebrating anything. Like we felt like he was just eating time, waiting for somebody else to arrive.
And yeah. then one of their best songs, you know what their songs are, Rockstar?
Yeah, I
like
that one.
I Wanna Be a Rockstar.
Yeah,
they call
I like
out,
that
They
one.
Call out, like, the other guitar player's son to sing the song.
Oh,
so
God,
you don't even hear them.
You
don't even get to hear them sing their most famous song.
That pisses
that's
me
like
off.
That's like when Vince Neil, like, gives the mic to the audience to sing because he can't anymore.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I didn't pay for that.
No, it's yeah. annoying.
Especially
it's
that song.
That.
I mean, if you wanted to do the classic back, fine. But everybody came. Everybody, I would bet... There were probably a ton of people there that probably knew that was Nickelback's only song.
That's
and they
the
didn't
song
even get to
I
hear
liked.
Them sing that.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I would be pissed off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you kidding me?
You know how much you had to pay Gene Simmons to be part of that video, and you're going to let your nephew fuck it up?
Yeah, really. Yeah,
oh,
really.
I did see the video. Gene Simmons is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So,
so annoying.
So at one point during Chad's ramblings, I yell out, play your hit!
Play
was that
your
when
hit.
That guy turned around
that's
and says,
when the guy
you
turned...
just made the show for me, pal.
Some guy you weren't even talking about.
Play your hit.
You just made this show worth every penny.
Which I felt really good about.
That is really great.
Where I did feel bad, I don't know how you felt about this, but right behind us next to Allison and Kendall was a couple, probably our age, a little, I don't know. You know who I'm talking about? There was a man and a woman. Next to Kendall is Allison, and this was his first show. First concert he's ever been to.
Ever? And
ever
this
been
is
to.
It?
And he really likes Nickelback, and his wife bought him the tickets.
Oh.
And the four of us and Kendall and Allison intermittently throughout the evening are shitting on Nickelback.
Let me tell you. Now, I'm going to get to my point here, Pip. Him and Mike would not shut the fuck up all night. They were talking to these two girls like they were college little boys all night, to the point where I moved up. Who was the guy that was sitting next to me that was drinking everything in sight?
Scott?
Scott, he was drinking Ajax. He was drinking fucking...
He gave you Ajax. You were pleased.
Yeah. No, he went and got like a $19...
Tito's.
Yeah, Tito's and lemonade.
Just so that he could yell, shot, yeah!
I was like, move over some, bro. These two over here are just talking too much. The people in front of us were like...
Turning
just
around
kept
and
turning
looking.
Around.
I didn't realize.
They were turning around. I felt like saying, hey, guys shut the fuck up. Well, wouldn't you?
You got to do that.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Yeah, see, I'm the person that sits in front.
I thought they would figure it out.
And I hear this conversation.
I had no idea. But in my defense, Mike was sitting next to me. He moved behind me to sit next to Allison. So then Kendall had to sit next to me. So in my defense, it was kind of Mike.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mike says he wanted to talk to Allison because Mike has just stopped drinking and drugging.
Oh,
and Allison has been sober for 6 years.
Oh, so they have...
So he wanted to talk to her about that, and Kendall was drinking a lot.
But they couldn't talk about that on Facebook after.
Listen, man.
Or text. Call each other later after the concert was over. They had to do it that moment.
Mike did.
Yes.
I'm throwing Mike under the bus.
Dude, you were there too.
I was talking,
there.
Absolutely.
You were talking.
What was I going to do? Listen to Classic
Pimp,
Back?
It wasn't like this. It was like, hey, Pimp, you know, it's great that we're here.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, guys. No. Oh, and you want to hear the slickest part?
This is the slickest part.
This is the slickest part. So they're talking about something that's going up on a stage and blah, 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 blah. And then I think it was you. He goes like this. He goes, I hate when stuff like that happens to us on stage. And then the girls are
no,
like...
No, I didn't say that.
Or something, whatever it was.
I didn't say
What did you say?
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't say that. I don't remember, but I didn't say
that. You said something like, something blah, 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 when we're on stage.
No, I was talking to Mike.
Yes. You said that to Mike.
I was having a conversation
I know,
with Mike.
But he said it loud enough. Now the girls are like,
stage?
Well, according to you, we're loud the whole time.
That's exactly what happened. They're like, stage?
Stage?
What do you guys do? Are you professional comedians? And then he goes,
and you know what?
Well, I am. I am, but he's not.
I said Mike is. I'm not.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
I said Mike's way better than me.
Oh, look at him. He gave it up.
He's trying to give props.
But it was so obvious that the two of them were just...
No.
It was so obvious. Like, yeah, when we... You know, that when we're on stage. And they're like... These girls
right,
are like...
Now we're talking Guns N' Roses. These girls take a detour.
Hang on. These girls are like...
That's a different sound.
They have popsicles with them?
They have popsicles with them. And that's how... Allison and Wonderland got involved.
We're going to take a detour.
Before we detour,
yes.
We're sidelining. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't realize.
Oh, my God. I hate that guy at the concert. I didn't know you were that guy.
I'm usually not.
I would have bitch slapped that guy. You know, and then he said to me, do you believe he said
that?
I have to listen to drunk bros and chatty hands.
Well, there was a concert going on. The band wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. No, I want to smack the shit out of those people at shows.
Yeah.
Because it's like right behind my ear, and I'm like, I'm hearing them instead of hearing that. And I'm like, I paid over $100 to hear them, not you.
Nobody paid over $100 for lawn seats for Nickelback.
I'm just saying.
They were $15, $20
seats. I paid $20 a seat, and I gave four of them away.
Yeah, exactly. So slow the fuck down. We're not in the pit for Paul McCartney. Relax.
Still, don't want to hear the Yentas yapping behind me.
God,
don't want to
so
hear.
It was so bad.
Oh my God.
We're gonna get back to
Go
Nickelback.
Ahead, dude. All right.
But I saw Guns N' Roses with Walt and Joe. Now Joe and I had seats. Walt had a seat too, but he didn't sit in his seat because he was getting a lap dance the whole fucking time for some strange chick.
Where was that?
Pardon?
Where was that? That was at Guns N' Roses. The girl was grinding up against you the whole time.
Whoa.
You had a beer. You're like, like a shitting grin holding your beer. I don't know where she
I
came.
Really don't remember you that. Know, I would admit to it if
a
I
hell
did.
Of a time.
I would admit to it if I did.
Joe was at that show with us. Yeah. Joe was
I don't even remember Joe with us.
Joe was at that. Joe was sitting next to you.
What's
Joe
the last
was
thing
in
you
between.
Remember,
oh, yes. Joe was with me.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you remember, Walt? You're scaring me.
Jim Acosta?
Before you start talking off stage and everything, mister, let me get a fucking lap dance in the middle of Guns N' Roses.
Well, good for me.
Well, good
at least
for
I
you.
Wasn't annoying people with...
A little annoying, because now the people couldn't see behind you.
Oh, that is such bullshit. We were all the way at the top.
No, there's people behind us.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And you're fucking, she's grinding up against you.
Who was it?
Nobody knows. Came out of nowhere.
Oh, you know what? Good for me.
Fine. Good for you.
Good
but
for.
But talk about inappropriate concert
good
behavior.
For my Guns N' Roses self.
Indeed.
I'm going to go visit him if I ever get a time machine and high five him.
That Walt had an amazingly good pimp hand that night. I don't
again. Again, Pip, would you rather have somebody grinding somebody at a concert mm-hmm. and saying nothing?
Yeah, but now
or
you can't
just
see.
Yenta's talking
but
during
now
a concert.
You can't see.
I actually, as long as I can hear, I'm good.
So you could hear,
yeah,
right? Because you could
I'm
always
good.
Move to see.
I
no, you couldn't see.
No, but you could.
Around.
I didn't block everybody.
No, but she was standing there too.
Yeah,
leaning up against
but if,
you.
But if
she's
you're grinding
one
me,
way, she's
wait
another
a minute,
way.
Wait a minute. If she's grinding me, then she's right in front of me, so it's like one
no,
person.
No, that's not how a
so
grind
you look to the
works.
Sides of me.
No. Then her head is way up there. It's like, madam, could you remove your chapeau?
What do you mean? I was sitting down and she was doing it?
I think
you must have been.
Oh, now you're lying.
No,
look,
I think
it's fake
standing.
News. It's fake news.
No,
you
Joe,
can tell.
Joe
he's stuttering.
and the chat is saying, how can he not remember that?
I really don't remember that.
Because he was drinking all day in the parking lot before the show.
Chatter number one, I don't remember that. I don't
Joe,
know
Joe will remember, because Joe was sitting next to you.
Yeah, but was I annoying?
I You weren't talking.
Did she have white pants on? Because it's coming back to me vaguely.
I think she might have.
Yeah.
blonde.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
body.
I do remember that
yeah,
a little bit.
There it is.
There we go.
There it
I
is.
Do remember that. I do remember that. Hey, listen, all fair and Guns
and
Roses.
And
you thought that was a good dream.
And
no,
Walt said,
no,
hey,
no,
by
the way,
when I pitch High Arc softball, wink, wink, and that immediately melted her.
Yes. But again, I wasn't bothering anybody.
When I'm at training camp.
These guys are back, 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 back.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, I meant to tell you that night.
You should have told me.
Yeah, you should have. You would have shut up.
Because I was not talking the whole time. I was not talking the whole time.
Yes, you were.
No, I was not. Because I actually stood to hear some of the songs.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with this, but you were enamored that these girls were talking to you.
I wasn't enamored.
Yes, you were.
I will tell you what I was enamored with. You are right about one thing. At one point, Kendall did not know who was older between me and Mike, and that I was fucking enamored with because he's 33, and I'm almost 10 years his senior. So that Walt, I'm
I would
fucking,
totally dig that.
Yeah, exactly. That I was enamored with. Yeah.
But she was on mushrooms and,
no,
and Jack Daniels.
She was drinking. She wasn't on mushrooms.
She was drinking everything.
Really?
Yeah, she was smoking the grass that was right there.
They were
oh my
on.
God! That's what you were enamored
with. Chad Kroger's.
How old was she?
Something.
How old was she? Oh, don't play stupid. 23.
Yeah, there's a bald spot
there's
on the grass.
There's an awful lot of he knows about her. What's her social security number? You remember it?
176 48.
He actually like makes contacts with people and like people go, oh, you do that? Well, I do this. Like we were at that one show with Steven Tyler. There was a girl sitting next to us who was really nice. And we were both chatting with her, and it's like he's like blah 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 blah. You know,
during
the
concert?
No, during the songs.
It was Steven Tyler
because
a little respect.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have done that.
Those
but
are
it's
expensive
like,
seats.
Yeah, but it. But that happens a lot, and I'm usually in the position where I'm going to see the opening act, and so people go blah 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 blah
yeah,
through the opening act.
Because most people
act.
Don't give a care about the,
right,
the opening act,
right? But
that's
and,
why we didn't
I,
even go.
And right. I just start like beating everybody up. I start like jumping on their heads because it's like shut up,
yeah,
I'm trying to listen to this. Shut up.
I get that if it's a band I really want to see,
yeah,
totally get that.
Yeah,
I was not invested in Nickelback. I didn't.
What about the other people that would
right,
well,
right,
wanted to see
right,
that
right.
band?
Which is why a lot of times I did shut up. I wasn't talking all the time because of the other people behind me because right. I was cognizant that guy really wanted to see this show.
Yeah.
I kind of got the vibe from the rest of the lawn that nobody gave a shit about this concert. Yeah. I really got that vibe.
Yeah, but I did. I was listening to it. I I thought they were really good.
And you heard them. You heard them.
Yeah, I heard them.
Okay. So we weren't that loud.
I heard them in my left ear. I'm able to do that. My left ear was the band, and my right ear was you.
Mike
and Mike.
Mike and sometimes Kendall were sitting next to you. I was not next to you. So
I can't even believe he's on like a first-name basis with these two.
I know. Well,
Mike
no,
and
were,
Kendall.
No, he's a phenomenal
But Kendall
memory.
Should have been talking to me because Joshua was his girlfriend. Whatever. What was her name? What was the other girl's name?
Allison.
Yeah, but she was the sober one.
What?
She was the sober one, so
she was
talking
one.
To Mike.
She was talking to Mike.
Yeah.
What the,
I get
well,
that.
Mike
what
was
the
trying,
fuck could
no,
they
actually,
have been talking
no, actually,
about?
Kendall
being
and
sober?
Mike,
I don't know.
Actually, Kendall
oh, that's
and
fun.
Mike were like married that night. Somehow, Kendall and Mike were married. But so they kind of dug each other, maybe. I don't know. But Mike also wanted to talk to Allison about the sobriety. So, like, I know I'm getting a lot of blame for this, but I was just, like, trying to listen to the concert, too,
imagine a large portion
of it.
Imagine Mike and Allison, their conversation. It had to be, it's like, remember what Jack Daniels used to taste like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You put some Coke with that? Oh,
shit. Didn't you love a little hair of the dog in the morning?
Oh, my God. Get up on a Sunday morning with a bloody... There was nothing. What the fuck could they be talking about?
I think he was...
Air supply?
I'll tell you. No, here's what. I know exactly what it was. No, I do, because I was talking to Mike about it.
Because he was loud enough.
No, because I'm friends with him and I fucking take an interest. Here's what it was. Kendall, as you pointed out, she was enjoying herself. You know, she and Chad had the same type of enjoyment, Chad Kroger. You know, she was enjoying herself. And Allison's been sober for 6 years and they're really close. So Mike wanted to know, how does Allison handle, you know, going out with her friend that likes to have a good time and drink while staying sober? Because Mike, you know, he's in the clubs.
That's a good point.
That's what Mike wanted to know. Because Mike's in the clubs and, you know, everybody's drinking and doing whatever in the clubs.
Yeah.
So Mike wanted to know how she's handling it because Mike's brand new down this path. That's what
So Mike is going to trust a 23-year-old girl's experience.
Well, yeah. I mean,
instead of going to like a professional that says,
No, he's got that too.
No. Just as a person, like, what do you do? Like, how do you not get tempted? Or
I get it. Just wait till after the concert.
Like, they're going to see each other again. This is the opportunity.
You don't have to see anybody. My son has friends that he never sees, and he talks to them every day.
Yeah, but she wasn't hard on the eye, so he wanted to talk to her.
Oh, my God. There's video chat. I could go on my phone and talk to Vladimir Putin and see his face right
told
now.
He's part of it.
I knew it. You're the leak.
Walt is the leak. Oh, he's just a pile of piss.
That's usually my job around here.
You could do that. You don't have to talk to them right then.
Listen, man, I was not part of that decision making.
Why were you guys talking during the concert?
Why won't you shut the fuck up? Who are these people that blab during a Nickelback concert? A little respect. I tell you, I get no respect. Canadian rock band, worse than Rush.
What do you mean, worse than Rush?
No, I'm saying.
You had to see when he brought up, he was like, yeah, and... Mike, we're going to be filming an episode of Davin's Den, and they're like, Davin's
Den? That's exactly what I did.
Davin's
exactly what I did.
Oh, he stopped. Now you're
Are you guys famous?
And I said, Walt's a club owner. I did say that.
Yes.
I gave you a little plug.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Walt's an Uber driver? Did you want me to say that?
What'd they get from that?
They're like, nothing.
They're not coming nowhere. They live too far away.
They want to see me perform, so I'll tell them I'm up at your club.
Go to Uncle Vinny's.
Well, I don't play down at Uncle Vinny's.
I'll get you in there.
But it seems like what you do.
I wasn't asking you to get
Ryan. Ryan Mayer will get you in there.
Yeah, it seems like what you do at concerts. You give rides.
I see what you did there.
And then. Listen, I am more outgoing at a concert than I am in normal life. Normal life, I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. Because I'm not really drinking a lot. I mean, I had a beer, but... That was
no, but you don't get wrecked. You never get wrecked.
No.
You know, not even to the point where you're like feeling a buzz, like, and you're acting straight, you know, like out of the normal.
No,
not at all. I mean, but I don't think that it's that kind of lubricant. I think that music is a social lubricant for you.
I think so.
I just wanted to say lubricant.
Holy shit. Was that deep or what?
She picked out my social lubricant.
Holy I get out of the car. Like, I meet them down there. And I get out of the car. I was like, hey, who's got the beer? And they're like, we don't have beer.
No, Scott was supposed to have beer.
I'm like, beer. Oh. Scott was supposed to have beer. And we're like,
but
what?
He had bottles of liquor for you.
Yeah, he had a little bottle of some kind of rum that was
like
made
Captain
by
Morgan.
Disney. It was made by Disney.
It was like First Mate Smith or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it was. Like, holy shit. I was like, you know what? Let me put it in my Dr. Pepper. I got to do something.
It wasn't bad, though, was it? I didn't
have it. Yeah, it was bad. It tastes like shoe polish.
Wow, you drank it.
Mike.
Peg.
Was it Mike? No, it was Mike. Pete? What's his name?
Scott.
Scott.
There's only fucking four of us.
Scott, Pete.
No, it's Peg
Two
like
of
Pete.
Us, you know.
That's
you
the
and
brand.
Me.
Allison and Sandra.
Kendall.
Well, Joe and Ten.
Are they listening tonight?
I don't know.
So you're still talking to her?
No, she's a friend on Facebook.
Ooh, are you smitten by Allison?
I'm smitten by everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm smitten by anybody that'll talk to me. Actually, I'm smitten by anybody that thinks I'm younger than I am. That's really...
Oh, yeah, that does it for me, too. Panties off.
Yeah, my panties are across the building. What? You don't think I'm an old fuck? What? Go on! No,
he's,
I...
He said covering the gray spots on his beard. Go on.
No, fuck off.
I know how it's done.
Yeah. Do tell. I got the Macaulay Culkin expression.
Tell me how young I look again.
No, I tend to be a good listener. So when people talk, I listen. I don't really reveal too much about myself, but I listen.
I found that a lot of people, they don't actually care about what you're saying. They care how you're reacting to what you're saying. That, you know, yeah. What they're saying. So I have found that you can get along with people and people think you're fantastic, even though you have not said anything. They'll say something, you make a joke, ha ha, you know, usually self-deprecating works. This is my party routine and they walk away not knowing a goddamn thing about me except, oh, she was so nice. And it's like, yeah, but you don't know anything about me. I listen to you.
That's kind of what I do. I don't really.
Yeah.
You've seen me. I don't really talk too much.
No.
I'll say what I do. Because that, what do you do? I'll say what I do. And then I don't even really talk about the job or anything about it. If they ask, is it good? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I don't really talk too much. I listen.
I gotta be honest. I listened to both of you just now, and I'm bored the fuck.
Would you like a social lubricant? Pip, give him your
I tried it. I tried the listening right now, and it just did not work for me.
You say hurtful things. That's why we talk over
Proving
you.
My point.
This is why we don't let you talk. You're an angry, bad man. This is why I talk to Allison and Kendall and Mike. They're nice people.
Come on. You know who Allison and Kendall are listening, aren't they?
I don't know.
Come on. How do we find out? Text them.
I don't have their phone
text
number.
Them.
Ooh, good. You passed that test. All right.
Listen,
how can we get in touch with them?
I guess Facebook.
Mike. Oh, yeah, she's on Facebook. Facebook her up.
Facebook who up?
Allison or Kendall.
No, I'm doing a fucking show, asshole.
Well, just Facebook them on your phone and say, hey, are you listening? Because we're talking about you right now.
No.
We're talking about you in like seven countries.
And we're going to stop talking about them any second.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
So that'll be pointless.
They're part of the show is almost over.
We're talking about you in Iraq right now.
we have gotten hits from Iraq.
If they're not in Iraq, that's going to be pointless.
No, we get hits from Iraq.
I know, but not from Allison and Kendall.
I don't know who the fuck is listening to us in Iraq. I hope it's our
guy. How can we check who's
analytics.
Listening to us?
Oh, how do we check right now? I would have to go on the analytics and check, but we're also another.
Do we have a roll call?
No.
No, I'm just saying. Wouldn't people just.
Because there's all different ways to listen to us, and not everybody hangs out in the chat room. And a lot of people also listen to it on replay. They'll download on iTunes or iHeartRadio, so I got no idea.
All right, so if you're listening to us in your car, honk your horn.
That'll work out.
Yeah, we can hear it down here.
I can't even get reception on my YouTube channel down here.
If they were listening in the car, they'd be listening on TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio.
Which is an app.
Yes, I know it is.
I know
you used to get WTBQ on there.
Lucky you. So Nickelback played for over 2 hours.
What? No.
Yeah.
Did they really?
They played for over 2 hours. They took an intermission, and they had a 4-song encore, which we did not stay for.
Yes. We started walking out on the second song. Because they were still playing when we were in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We didn't want to stay. Because they already had played Rockstar with the
I like to stay
the nephew.
The I like to stay the end, but they want to go, so whatever.
Yeah, and the beauty of that parking lot is you're right out onto the parkway.
I know. That's really great. If you can get out of the parking
lot. Bethel, we'd probably still be there.
Oh, yeah.
Not been there.
Bethel?
Oh.
You've never been to Bethel?
No,
you live this close to Bethel and you've never been there?
No.
Oh, you have to walk over hill and dale, usually through the mud because it's raining. That's been my experience.
That is beautiful.
So we're walking back to the car. And we saw T-shirt vendors, and you know this is my love. I love Nickelback, but I do like concert shirts.
Did they appear to have gigantic ball sacks?
No, they did not. These were not ball sweat concert T-shirts.
Really?
At least not to the point in the evening where we encountered them.
Oh, okay.
But, you know. So,
I hope Walt knows what I'm talking about and doesn't think I'm just enamored with
ball
giant
sacks?
Ball sacks. Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
So the question is, could I pull off a Nickelback shirt? Well, you guys already decided I could not pull off a Neil Diamond concert shirt, which I did not get. I don't own a Neil Diamond concert shirt.
Anyway, who's April? I'm sorry. Who's April Steck?
She's a girl in Jersey.
You know, she put on my thing here that she was at the PNC there, and there was a fight there. What happened by you?
I guess she was listening.
Hmm?
And I got to tell you something.
What?
John Tobin's listening, too.
Good.
All right.
We told you. Look at that. Hey, John, how are you?
He had to check in.
I work with John.
Although a fiasco.
I work with John at your club, I think.
Yeah?
I think so.
I put fiasco in my post, so maybe that's why he's talking about it. Sorry, he's not listening.
Anyway.
Let's make believe he is.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Make believe Coop is listening to.
Oh. What a he's dead.
Oh
yeah, Wall has points.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because you're an asshole. That's why.
He's not with us anymore. You had to say he's dead.
No, because you threw a dearly beloved local.
How do you know he's not listening? He could be listening from above.
He's the one. He's
although
the one
he probably
can't
hear through these drop ceiling panels.
Hey, where'd the multi-headed Hydra thing that was on the board go? You know, there was a three-headed plug-in thing.
Is it troll?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's mine, you know.
No, oh, yeah. All right, you want it back? I'll give it back to you.
Yeah.
I was fucking using it. Do you need it for something?
No, it's just like, where'd it go?
I have it. What, really, you're stopping the show for that?
Is there anything else more important?
You suck a bag of dicks that have no other options.
And your point?
So the question is, can I pull off a Nickelback shirt?
You do. You could.
You think so?
How much? Yeah. Originally, what they wanted?
Well, they wanted
20.
They wanted 20. Well, first, can I pull off the Nickelback shirt?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. They wanted 20. I'm like, no. I am not paying $20. He's like, it's $40 inside. Fuck you.
I don't care.
I didn't buy it in there. I don't give a shit what it is out here.
Yeah, I'll get three washes out of this thing. What's your top?
So I go.
Bottom line.
I go $10. Like, man, $10. I'm like, nobody's gonna buy this shit after tonight. He's like, no, there's more tour dates. We're gonna go. Like, I'm gonna travel.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
I know.
Some of them do.
To make $15 a shirt.
Yeah. I know.
On
isn't
10
that crazy?
Shirts. He's gonna travel.
So he goes. He goes to me 15. I go no. Meanwhile, Mike is buying a shirt from his partner for $15.
Wow. Right. And you're going, no, it's too much.
No. Because it's Nickelback. Mike I'm not all in.
Davin's still chewing him down. Yeah. See how I said chew?
I saw that. You're nothing but class.
I say.
You put the ass in class.
Chewing him down.
I say, no, I'll give you 12. And he's going to do it. And then he sees his buddy is selling one for 15. Right. He's like, all right, how about 12 plus a tip? I go, fine. So I bought it for 13.
All right. I
thought I did pretty good. I thought that's the most you should pay for a Nickelback shirt.
It is the ultimate highest price.
What kind of shirt was it? Gildan?
Might have been Hanes. I don't know. It was heavy, though. Heavy duty. The counterfeit t-shirts are becoming better quality.
Yeah, I've seen Hanes counterfeits, and I'm like, oh.
So do you wear them? Are you going to wear it? Have you worn it yet?
No, I washed it. A counterfeit concert shirt you always have to wash before you wear because it's been up against the man's ass or balls. I mean, them's just the rules.
Okay. Yeah, nasty.
So I haven't
it's
worn
so
it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it came out of the wash. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I throw in a spritz of hand sanitizer just for good measure.
I rub my balls on them. Like, these are mine now.
Bowling ball cleaner.
You're getting your scent in there.
All right, so you did good with that.
Okay.
Now, how many times do you think you're going to wear that shirt?
Through the years?
Through your lifetime.
He has yard work to do.
How long? No, you're not going to do yard work.
No, not at all.
The next concert you go to, that's what you should do. You should, every concert you go to, wear the previous concert shirt.
If that was the case, I would have worn a Neil Diamond shirt to Nickelback.
To Nickelback.
But I didn't buy a Neil Diamond shirt.
What'd you wear? You did wear a shirt. What'd you wear?
I had an Aerosmith shirt on.
Oh, you did?
I had an Aerosmith shirt on.
Did you have Aerosmith?
I did.
I don't remember. I thought it was AC/DC.
Mm-mm. It was black. And just was a white
Pip, just so you know, I had a nice pair of shorts on. I had a white button-down shirt with little dolphins on it.
Yeah,
that's cute.
He was going yachting. Walt was going yachting on the PNC lawn.
Gotta look good.
Kendall and Allison.
Maybe I was waiting for the girl with the white pants from the Guns N' Roses concert. How do you know?
Maybe you were waiting for the chick that couldn't stand. That's what I think you were waiting for.
Yeah,
she's
like,
gonna fall on
maybe,
me.
Maybe that was her.
I think so.
Maybe it's like, damn, you have a date.
So I got a little bit of a dilemma here.
Uh-oh.
I need you guys' opinion.
I'll go. I was trying to make it easier for you.
I'll leave.
That's not even a... So we've had housekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
I have not liked that. I'm explaining to Walt and catching everybody up. I have not liked the housekeepers.
She's not doing a very good job down here, by the way.
No. Well, it's crazy down here because we're packing up. We're trying to move.
Oh, you're moving? Where are you moving?
Someplace else in town.
Oh, in Warwick.
Yeah. Someplace else in town.
Get a better studio.
Better, that's what I hope to have, studio with the whole thing, and you know,
upgrade to better snack tables.
No, that's always your snack table. You can grave your name in it.
Card table with electrical tape around it.
It is what it is. I joke about
you
it.
Make whatever you're gonna do.
I joke about
it. It works
because I make these TV appearances and we get like showcased. We're on iHeart, and I go, and I'm doing the show next to the cat litter.
The highest quality snack table I'll have. You know,
really. It's good wood.
Well, not really.
Good.
It looks like he wiped his ass with it over here.
He didn't.
Oh, that's the one. That is the one.
That
is
that blood?
Oh, that was me. No, it's not that time.
No.
So I didn't. We didn't like these housekeepers.
Oh, he He rubbed his finger and smelled it. It's just a stain from his coffee or something.
I don't know what it is. Walt wants to lick it. He can do that too.
I didn't lick it. I smelled it first.
Because you're a discerning man.
Sounds like how a lot of dates go.
Yeah. Before I go all mouth in, let me just get a whiff.
Just get a whiff.
All right. So, what about you, cleaning lady?
So we got these two cleaning ladies. They come together. They will not clean the inside of the oven, which I think is bullshit.
You don't have a self-cleaning oven?
No, we don't.
All right.
My wife didn't want that. But this was the original one. But no, even the new one doesn't have one. They talk a lot to each other.
Yeah.
The phones go off. One of them is always coughing. And I just find them very distracting, annoying when I'm trying to do shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they're, you know, doing everything.
Why do you have two?
Because they come together.
What are they, like the maids or something like that?
They come like once every 2 weeks.
No, what do they call? What's the name of the company?
I don't know what the name of the company. My wife deals with it. I don't know.
We're not advertising them, you know.
Yeah. Just asking.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like one cleaning lady came.
No. She comes.
Sometimes they come two at a time. They just
bang it out quick.
Bang it out. And get out.
Okay.
You know. But yeah, they you know.
So they have somebody else to talk to.
Yeah. Yes. And that's what's annoying me. I want you to go there, do the job. I don't want to have to hear you unless you're moving shit. Because I got stuff to do. I'm working and everything. Mm-hmm. So I've been annoyed by them for a long time. The chat room has given me excellent suggestions. I think of like blasting them out with music and stuff like that. Because it's bothered me.
So you want them to quit. You don't want to fire them.
Well, I'll fucking fire them, but, you know, it's up to the wife. Because the wife's like, well, either they clean the bathroom or you clean the bathroom. So I go, well, they're going to have to clean the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll listen to them chat.
I will listen to them chat. But it's been annoying, whatever, and the whole oven thing is annoying. So she found somebody else. And this one will do the inside of an oven. She doesn't move. She doesn't. She's not talking to anybody. She's working herself. She's not taking phone calls. The phone's not constantly going off. She's not coughing and everything. So I like her. But there's two problems that I don't know if I can overlook. So I need an opinion.
She transgender?
I don't
know. Be a guy?
I didn't do a check. I didn't do a cup check on her.
Just checking. I can't see what could bother you at this point about this lady.
I don't know what would bother you about having a transgender cleaning person as long as they cleaned.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking. Everything you said makes it sound great.
You're worried about what's holding the feather duster?
But yes. there's two instances on this first time here. She's only been here once that annoy me. So I'm sitting down here, and I hear a large kaboom.
Oh.
Something has fallen.
Yeah.
Now, when you walked in, like I told you, we're trying to move. We're trying to get a garage sale. So when you walk in on the stairs, there's a bunch of stuff. There's a little end table, and there's a Pioneer receiver on there.
Oh.
For a component system.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That we're not using.
Right.
That we were going to sell at a garage sale. Last time we used it, it worked. It's a Pioneer receiver.
Yeah.
So it's high-quality shit. Apparently, it fell over, and the end table fell on top of it. So the thing completely flipped. The end table's on top of it, and she doesn't say anything. That's strike one, which annoys me because things. All right,
she didn't even try to put it back.
I don't know. I think my wife came down, saw what happened, but like she wasn't really owning up to it. I don't know. And then the other thing is, so she gets a fee per hour. So my wife mistakenly pays her an extra hour. She doesn't say anything. Now, when I'm doing shows, say I'm doing a show for Walt, and he pays me X amount. And he gives me an extra 20, 30 bucks, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to Walt. I go, all right, Walt, by mistake, you gave me blah, blah, blah. And Walt will either say, oh, okay, here, give it back to me. Or what usually happens is like, no, that's for you.
Yeah.
That's a tip. But I'm always very honest about it.
Yeah.
Even when I was at the at a restaurant, the bill was like 48 something. So I left her a 50 and some more money on top of it. So it was clear that I was giving her a cash tip.
Yes.
It wasn't like a $50 and she's going to bring me back. I gave her specifically the $50 bill and more money on top of it, and still she brought me back to the change to the point where I go to my wife and go, why the fuck is she bringing me back change? I thought it was pretty clear.
Right.
I'm giving you this.
No, that's the right thing to
do. Yeah, but it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do, and I respect that. She did not do anything. She did not say
anything. Is it check or cash?
Cash.
Oh, okay.
Cash. I asked my wife, what are you going to do? She's like, I'll text her tomorrow. My wife never texted. I doesn't want to broach it with her. But I don't know these two things if I can overlook them.
Okay, I think you're being an asshole about this.
Am I?
Yeah.
Because it's a certain amount of trust when you get somebody.
How much is it an hour?
That's not the point. It's not the money. I'm not worried about the money. I don't get
it. Yeah, but you know what? That's what they do. They work and they get tips.
No, they don't.
No,
yes, they
don't.
No.
Cleaning people?
No, they don't
cleaning
get tips.
People?
No. They work for themselves. They're their own company.
Oh.
They get paid an hourly rate.
How much is a cleaning lady? Because I
don't know. I don't have
15,
one.
20, 30, 80 bucks an hour. It really varies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It really varies.
How about one that wears like a little French maid outfit?
I haven't
how much is that?
I don't know. It's yeah. probably more money. I'm not allowed to.
I don't know. Ask Joe. that's what he does on the side.
So this, because now with the housekeeper, because I'm not going to follow them around the house watching what they do. But to me, the two things combined, there's a certain trust element.
Yes.
And I feel like trust was violated. But she did a good job. She was moving furniture. The other ones never moved furniture to, like, get behind, like, the couch and everything.
Did you ask your wife, though, who picked up the receiver and the end table?
I think my wife did.
All right, so maybe the lady was going to do it and wasn't
she
in the
room? I don't know. I'll have to ask her. But my wife made it definitely seem like she wasn't going to say anything about it. The cleaning lady was not going to say anything. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to you, pal.
So to me, these are...
You missed all the Trump shit, by the way.
We got more coming, don't worry. But so you think I should overlook it?
Yes. Until she blatantly steals from you, I don't think... Pay no attention to warning signs. If she's involved with the Russians...
I would just
leave it alone because she's a good cleaning lady and good cleaning ladies are hard to find.
But is she cleaning or she's breaking shit and not telling me about it?
What, so he broke something?
Possibly the Pioneer receiver I have up there.
That he was selling at a garage sale.
But it's still a Pioneer receiver.
For $20.
How much were you looking for it?
I don't know. Do you want it?
No, how much?
I don't know. I hadn't priced it. I haven't had the sale yet.
What do you think you could get for it?
Probably, you could probably get $50 for a Pioneer
receiver.
Oh,
that's bullshit. Nobody's buying anything at a garage sale for $50.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, really?
No.
$10?
No.
They really.
That's not the point. It could be a $3 vase.
It's just that don't break it. And
I
not
don't
say
think
anything.
That lady would have made that loud of a noise and just left it there. I think your wife came down and saw it there, and the lady didn't get a chance to pick it up. That's my guess.
That very much might be true, but I think that I would somehow have a conversation. Look, if something happens that if you break something or thing, we're not going to be mad, but just tell us.
Yeah. And I feel
have
like
that conversation.
I feel like
you know the rule
should be told, and combined with the money issue. Again, I don't even give a shit about the money.
But she's taking money again. Well, again, what am I saying again?
What's wrong with
wow.
you? What, you got
sorry.
A backstory?
No.
You're going to record a prequel of her life story?
We got to catch Joe up on it. Joe, Donald Trump Jr. has got email. We got to catch him on Nickelback and yeah. No.
Oh, by the way, remember at the Guns N' Roses concert? Wasn't he getting the lap dance next to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
The girl have white pants.
But and Joe's girl is drilling me on it on the way up. She goes,
Joe, you had nothing to do with it.
I know. She goes, but what did you? I'm watching the show.
Joe was watching the show, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You weren't on the hot seat. Walt was.
I know.
Well, anyway. You were next to Walt, so you should have known better.
Was the moral of the story?
You should have asked
was the moral of the story?
You should have asked me to sit next to Walt, because how dare you be next to Walt while Walt is getting a laugh.
I'm watching a band I never saw before that was never supposed to get together again.
Yeah, but you should have you know what Walt was going to do. That's your fault.
I just barely remembered it.
You tried to deny it at first.
No, I didn't deny it.
At first you denied.
I never denied it. I don't remember it. And that means it was a good night.
It was a good night.
Yeah.
But Joe remembered it right away.
But I remember the white pants.
Yeah,
I remember white pants.
They were up,
but it
wasn't
like blonde.
They were up against your crotch.
But when she said, I go, oh, yeah, that. Yeah, it was no big deal. It was like 20 seconds, you know?
No.
Thank you, Joe.
No, it was not. It was for a long time. Because her friends were there, too. But apparently they were short a seat, which was made up by Walt's wife.
Ah, yeah. Yes, now I'm remembering. I am remembering now. That's right. There was a girl that wasn't supposed to be in that row, and she came in, and she was just standing.
Yeah, but
with
you
us
know, she was she would have grinded against a clothes tree. You know, what
that's
I mean,
not the
all right,
point.
Joe, that sucks a little bit, right?
I don't mean it like that.
That sucks a little bit.
Look at Joe Beckham. Shit, he's got a club. I better be nice. I can't. All right, he's a club owner and not a sponsor. Those are the people I have to be nice to. Sponsor the club owner. I forgot he's not a regular guy. I could be a dick to. I'm sorry, Walt. I'm sorry.
Right,
you have a great cock.
Meanwhile,
that deserve
2019. You booked that far.
I got my calendar. Let's
all
put
right,
some dates together.
I happen to have a 2019 calendar.
We got a date right after ISIS is supposed to be in the United States.
Oh, that's funny.
I would ask her about the money part of it. I would.
So something.
My guess is she probably went like an hour and 15 minutes, and you paid her for 2 hours, and she just thought you were paying
going
for
by
the
next
extra
hours.
Rounding
I think it was
up.
For 4. I think no, it was 4 hours, and I think it was pretty close to on the money for the amount of time.
And your wife paid her 5 hours.
Yes.
Oh, that's called buyer beware.
Lisa said, "Dab and mention it, or it'll fester."
No, I'm not festering. I just need to know if this is ground. If I can tolerate this in my home, or the search continues.
This
so,
is such bullshit.
So you pay what? She worked for 4 hours and you paid her for 5.
Yeah, yeah, but she didn't say anything.
Maybe she thought it was a tip.
Right, but that's what we were discussing. When I get tipped, or you get tipped for a show, somebody gives you an extra couple bucks for a show. You do a private event, something. Do you say something? Hey, you gave me.
Not always.
I Joe? Always do. I always do.
Sometimes. Some, yeah, I would.
I would.
Joe's never got a tip.
No.
If, to leave,
especially
no, there would be a couple of times where I'd be at the club
and extra $50.
I'd be I get thrown something and I would go up to the, I go is this right? And nah, that's you know
right. But
that's
I
fair.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
And chances are, if she brought it to my wife's attention, my wife would have gone, oh, okay, keep it.
Does she speak English?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I would not be happy with that right out of the gate.
Right, first time, best behavior.
It's like your first time here. It's like you broke something. You got an extra hour's pay and you didn't say anything.
Right. Oh, but you don't know.
It was first time.
Oh, shit canner.
No.
No, I thought it was somebody.
You can't do that. What does she look like?
That has nothing to do with it.
I don't know if she's going to grind against you at the next time Guns N' Roses gets together.
What is this?
Walt wants to know what day is cleaning day.
Walt might want to hire her, pick
this
up the
This is going to change my opinion. Listen.
It's just a hot chick. Walt comes by. Just wanted to come over and talk about dates.
But you gotta
put it this way. The girl in the white pants, better looking.
You got to take this into consideration. This is her first time here.
Right.
So she doesn't know what your pay schedule is.
No,
like,
but she
you
set
might
the rate.
Be tipping her every time.
Right, but you asked. But that's the point.
But I don't even care about the money.
If she
was here four times and you paid her... Four times 15, which is $60, and the next time you paid her $60 each time, and then you paid her $75. Then, if she didn't question it, I'd have a problem.
No, I think you want to.
But
set
the first
precedent.
Time,
no,
the next time she comes, she's going to be looking for that extra money.
That's the
problem.
Right. That's the problem. That's why I really
that's
need...
not a problem. That's something you caused.
I wasn't involved.
Not you, your wife.
She's
caused that.
She's a problem.
She caused it.
Shit canner. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Everybody's gone.
That's funny. Okay, the main thing. My wife's a problem.
The lady's
gone,
gonna think
the maid's gone, the kid's gone. I'm gonna live like Joe.
She's gonna think she's getting 5 hours every time
that's
she works four.
And my wife said she was gonna bring it up to her, and
just
she...
pay her four the next time.
Okay,
pay her right.
I understand.
Don't make your mistake her mistake.
But the point is, should she have said something?
No,
you don't think so.
No. She doesn't have to. I don't think she has to. She could, just like Joe wouldn't have to say anything if he got tipped, and you wouldn't have to say.
But I always do.
But you don't have to.
I think you do.
You want to know something? No, you know what? Well, let's say we're at your place, okay? And this is the pay, and there's an extra 20 in there. I would go to you, Walt, is this correct? Just to show there's a thing of honesty.
Right, yes. That's what I would
do. You know, Walt, because I do work for you, and I want you to know that when I work your place, it's honest. I do my job, and if God, the money's a little bit off, you know, I would have enough, you know, respect to you that I would come to you.
And you would appreciate that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
In the comedy world, that is correct.
I think in all
in
world.
The cleaning world... That is not correct.
I did not know you were an expert in the
Look
cleaning.
It up on Google.
Is that where you get all your information from? The interwebs.
Look it up on Google.
I did not realize we were bringing in a cleaning world expert.
I looked it up in the almanac.
Well, then I defer to your expertise.
No. I agree. I think that, first of all, in any job, you want to put your best foot forward.
Yes.
And breaking shit and taking an extra hour's worth.
Bad first impression.
That's what I'm saying.
Bad first impression.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, well, she did a good job, but can I really trust her?
No, but you know what you have to do? You have to call her on that shit right away so she knows that
you guys
are watching.
It's gone. It's gone.
Just say,
no.
Hey, what happened to that stereo? Did it fall? What happened? The money is done. You fucked up and that's it. The money's gone. So you have to just pay her correctly from now on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you bring it up and you start
accusatory.
You're going to sound
Listen,
like you're accusing her.
I know what I have to do going forward, but the question is, can I allow this relationship
yes.
to continue?
Yes.
I would. Yeah,
it's like
I would.
A bad first date. There was good qualities. You know, she's got great cans. You know, she put out, but she smells. I mean, can I really? I mean, I like the fact that she put out, but she smelled.
I've had that dilemma, and you work around it.
Hey.
Joe?
Yeah.
Joe's working
Joe
around
the too.
Joe has
to be very careful how he answers every question from now on. You're under more scrutiny than the Trumps, my friend. There's a lot going on for you. You're getting in trouble for shit you weren't even involved with from a year ago. That takes some talent.
Joe, where is Jimmy Hoffa?
Yeah.
You liked the way Jimmy Hoffa died, didn't you, mister?
Yeah.
He looked at you in a special way, didn't he?
David, let me tell you.
Okay.
Before I got to get out of here.
Okay. There's a game to be pitched.
There's going to be a game to be pitched. If you accuse her, not accuse her, but
can't
if you question what happened,
mm-hmm.
you may lose the good cleaning ethic that she has, because she may say, you know what, now I'm not going to do this to him, Mr. See, Davin.
Once you all of a sudden turn Puerto Rican?
Is that what that accent was?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Sound effects. He's better at your vibrator noise.
Did she do a good job cleaning?
Yes.
Except for breaking shit.
All right, listen to me. I had Merry Maids over my house last year to get the house ready for sale. They sent one person. They did a shit job. Let me tell you something. They got by the windows in every nook and cranny. They run over the fucking TV.
She don't do windows. All right. And I actually asked, I go, what's the deal with windows? Why don't you guys do windows? How come no housekeeper does
windows? Because you got to do them on both sides.
Yeah, and they're a pain in the ass.
I didn't get that answer. She goes, no. I went to this one house, and the woman had like windows from like the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah,
and that's what it was. I go, it always takes one. It's just like comedy. No, always fucking takes one asshole to ruin it.
You can wipe the whole window off inside. But
it's still so crap.
Somebody ordered the filet mignon, and now we get burnt hamburgers. It always takes one of
one entree.
Yeah.
What happened for this sign to
appear?
Can I get
anything
I want? Yes, that's it, Joe.
That's the way it is in the entertainment business, if you're in agreement. What happened for this sign to be hanging there?
I can get anything I want. Yes, you can, off the comics menu.
Yes.
can get an appetizer.
Off the comics menu, that's funny.
Yeah. Although Walt's always been very generous.
Oh, yes.
I'll have the Batman.
Yes.
So
30% off.
So you say keeper.
I say keeper.
What do you say?
I say keeper. Keep an eye.
I say keeper. If she if she's cleaning,
she's good.
If she's cleaning the joint pretty well, yeah. Keep
I gotta
her.
Watch her though. I gotta watch her.
So right. You gave yourself a new job, another job for you.
That's good. I need more work.
Yeah, honey, I gotta keep an eye on her. Well, even when she goes in the bathroom, I don't trust her.
That's why I have
really
this camera.
Fixated on this chick being hot. I wish it was true.
What does she look like?
Not hot.
What does she look like? Famous?
I don't know.
Can you just give me some kind of? No, you don't know.
I didn't look at her that long. Well, I barely acknowledged her.
From the time you did, what did she look like?
Yeah, but I bet he can tell me what Kendall and Allison look like.
Yeah.
Over at Kendall and Allison.
At the Nickelback concert.
Ah.
I could.
Yeah, I know you could. But tell me, this lady was cleaning your house. She saw your toilet bowl.
That's right.
Right.
That you peed in.
So there's no way I
not
can.
Not while she was standing
point.
There.
She sees
no,
how I miss.
But she knows. She knows how he pisses all over the bowl.
Right, so why would I want to have a conversation about that? I need another woman to chastise me about what a slob I am?
Intimate stuff of yours.
What?
She's seen intimate stuff of yours. You should know what she looks like.
She's not washing my underwear,
stupid. Yeah, but there's probably stuff you're leaving in the bathroom.
What am I leaving in there?
What do you think? That's you left a big molehill in there right as you walked in?
In case we're for everybody playing at home.
Shit lying around in their own bathroom.
Literally.
You do for a couple of seconds till you flush.
No, it's true.
It doesn't go on its own accord. Well, I'm leaving now. See you, Ted. See you later. I'm hitting the old road.
I'll show myself out.
Excuse me. I don't want to pry, but I saw shit leaving your house last.
But I don't think she had an accent.
Very friendly. Right. They waved.
They're doing their show about shit right now. Yeah. They're enjoying each other's company.
I say keeper.
You say keeper. So she's on probation.
Good help is hard to find.
It is hard to find. As we are seeing. So what are you doing on Tuesday nights? I'm just saying.
All right, I'm out of here.
Thanks
for
Walt.
Having me.
Thank you, Walt.
Thanks, Walt.
Always a pleasure, pal. See you
and
soon.
Don't tell
Take
anybody
care.
I had you.
I'll walk you out. Joe, catch everybody up on his stuff.
Joe, I am dying to hear all about the house.
I'm in the new place.
Oh, my God. I was following you on Facebook, and I saw that you changed the Pepto-Bismol room into a nice, manly tan.
Yes, and a lot of credit goes to Joe's girl on that. She was the one that picked out the paint scheme.
Nice color.
She's the one that actually got the furniture. I mean, my bedroom set is... It rules. It is so cool looking.
It looks like, to me, the headboard, I mean, I looked at a very small picture, but the headboard almost looked like it was black.
It's almost like a dark wood, but it's like made like old.
Like rough hewn.
Yeah, rough hewn. It's rough hewn, yeah. and the drawers slide like a barn style on an old barn style.
That's cool.
And the thing about it was there was a bedroom set that I saw at the place the week prior. And I go, yeah, this is the one I want. So we go together, and I show her that. She goes, eh. And then she goes around the corner. She goes, how about this one? I go, I never saw this. This looks great.
Oh, cool.
So I ordered that. And then we matched the paint and stuff like that. And I painted that room. And the funny thing is, I'm painting. And in my old house, I always had it ready to sell for some reason, because I was originally going to sell it when I renovated. So all the rooms were off-white with white ceilings. So,
which is what you do.
So trimming wasn't a big deal. This, it's brown against a white ceiling.
Oh, God,
and there was
it.
One blotch I got, and I'm like, I had to do it. I go, I give up. I don't want the furniture. I don't want this. And then I stopped, and I said, over my separation, over me almost being bankrupt and making it at the last minute, over the house going up for sale and people offering to buy it, over the home for the disabled that may almost going to the contract and falling through, over the other place waiting, over the bank getting this place and waiting to get, I go, out of all of that, this blotch.
This blotch is going to ruin you?
This blotch did it?
That's a straw?
That's how I go, yo. But,
it's so funny how, like, but you're building and building all the stress and all this stuff. Oh. And finally, when it was all done, it's just like, yeah, they gave me a regular Pepsi and I said, diet.
Yeah.
You know, that's you what lose your shit over the dumbest thing.
The room, I mean, my bedroom is amazing. The furniture is amazing. And I got a nice Baba Pedic mattress. And then I modeled
it. How are they? Are they good like the real one, the Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah, they're good. Okay. I got the lower price one because basically I based it on my coma bed where I got that. And then I got a pillow top insert. So I paid $340 for the mattress.
Damn.
And then I got an insert, you know, over it. And the thing is so comfortable. Got a nice big TV in there. And I'm laying in the room. And I'm like, I go, this is, I'm sitting there going, it's like a great hotel room. I go, but I go, it's my house.
I can jerk off everywhere.
Nope. Note to self, no black lights in here.
Yeah, right. But I go, this is a man. I go, holy smokes. You know, but my thing is I'm trying to get everything together. Like my kitchen set, I had a build, you know, and I got home late from IKEA and it's 12:30 at night and I don't want to build it anymore. So I brought dinner and had to eat dinner over my counter. And I'm sitting on one of my music chairs, but the chair's not screwed in yet. So I feel like I'm not trying to break my, you know.
Yeah.
But I love the place. It's a great house. The neighborhood, my neighbors are so sweet.
Really?
They are such sweet people. I have interacted more with my neighbors at this place in the past week than I have interacted with my neighbors ever.
Really?
At the old place. Yeah.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because it's
closer. You're closer together.
You're closer together. And mm-hmm. they went out of their way to be really, really friendly. And my thing is that, you know me, I'm not that big of a people person. So it was funny. There was one night where I came home. I had to go in the house and just do a couple of things. It was the first night there.
Yeah.
And I had to, I brought some stuff from my storage unit. And I had to bring it in the house. And I had to get back to my storage unit to pick up more stuff to come out. Now, it's a 40 minute trip between places, and I had to get back to the storage unit because they close at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
One of my neighbors comes up, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. So I'm saying, be nice, you're the new guy, you know the guy. Sweet gentleman. And I wanted to make a good impression, but
right. But you're in a hurry.
I didn't want to let him know I'm in a hurry because I didn't want to, you know, rub him the wrong way. So I had to weave that I had to get back to the storage into the story.
Yeah.
And then I met the other neighbor who was just this night, and I had to weave that. And that was a long night because basically I got back to my old neighborhood, to the storage unit, picked up another load of stuff, ran back out to Middle Island, which is a 40-minute trip. Now, I've got actually no place to sleep in the house.
Oh.
But I wanted to take a shower, so I took a shower. Now, it's you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay? I just taken a shower in my own home. I have no place to sleep. I was staying at the compound. So meanwhile, I had to just take my shower, dry, and then run back to the compound.
Oh, God damn it.
Because the problem with the compound is it's the compound, but the up in the suite of stingers, the diverter wasn't working in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathroom that we usually use in the back of the house, the shower wasn't used in there. Aunt was in the city. Anthony was in the city the whole week. So I didn't want to call because I told Aunt. He goes, well, why don't you? I don't want to call you and say there's a problem at the house. So I was just taking baths for three nights. So finally, I was able to take a nice shower, but there's no place to sleep. I have to drive 45 minutes back to Roslyn, which is a 45-minute ride, at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But
when you're in between places like that, the weirdest stuff will wig you out.
It was off. I mean, it was just nice to take my gear and put it in my garage instead of the storage unit.
Yeah.
You know, it just, but I'm still, I still miss my old place very much, you know, but this place is very, very nice. I'm getting settled in. Little thing, you know, I need, like a kitchen I'm going to need off the bat. I might need a kitchen a little bit. I got to put a new roof on, which isn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. Bathrooms we made home, you know, so it's a little thing, but I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to get everything done at once and I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and I really, and I don't, you know, I've rushed enough.
Oh, my God, you've been on a whirlwind. You know what? It'll come.
Yeah.
And you MacGyver stuff, like you can't believe when you're first in a new place and you're like, shit, you don't even think about all the stuff you have in your house until you like downsize and then you're like, I don't have a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any light bulbs. Damn it.
What the hell? I have the...
I used to have scissors.
I have the wet Swiffer, okay? Yeah. And I want to clean my bathroom and it's the perfect thing. I go, it's probably at the storage unit. Well, I can't go to the storage unit. I'm working for Dino. I'm here tonight. I'm working for Dino the next two nights. I can't get to the storage unit till Friday. I don't want to buy one because I have one.
Yeah. I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the dilemma.
Yeah. I was in between houses at one point. Stuff would be all over the place. It's like, okay, I'll just stay here tonight because I'm working on this thing. And I was like, yeah, that's great. But I have to go to work in the morning and all my underwear is there.
Yeah. You know? There was still play. Like I said, the first Friday I came home is the 4th of July weekend. I get there. There's no place to sit. Because I have to build the chair. I got to build it. There was no place to sit.
Oh
but I got to tell you something. Like I said, between that bedroom being like amazing, and I came home one night. It was 1 o'clock in the morning to eat dinner. And I'm able to sit down and eat dinner in peace.
Mm.
There's not some nut dragging stuff in.
Well, yeah,
at 1
but
o'clock
that's
in
you.
The morning. No.
You're the nut dragging shit in.
No, oh, just my equipment. But
well,
it's
that's
not,
the nut.
But it's not like Joanne bringing stuff in
sure,
at 1 o'clock in
you've
the morning.
Been sprung.
You know, lights on, running around, all TVs are on. It was nice and peace and quiet. And yeah, it's a nice place. It really is.
So right. Happy for you. So
very good.
Lisa's happy for you, too.
Yeah, all right, let's take our first break. On the break, we got new music from Morgellons with Pauper's Love Song, Roy and the Secret People with Drive, and Pilgrim's Dream with Ocean.